91X News.
It's 5 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Layla Nasser. A Brampton, Ontario mother has been reunited with her son 31 years after an alleged parental abduction. She says her story should encourage others who are trying to find their missing loved ones to never give up hope. Lyneth Mann-Lewis describes what it felt like when she was told her son had been found living under another name in the U.S.
Words couldn't express what I felt. The words, "Your son is alive, we found him," that is breathtaking.
Lewis's son, Jermaine Mann, disappeared on June 24, 1987, after a visitation with his father. As a suspect in Saturday's mass shooting in a Pittsburgh synagogue appeared in court today, politicians in Ottawa were condemning the attack. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau spoke of the deadly shooting as he stood in question period.
By the anti-Semitic attack at a synagogue in Pittsburgh on Saturday, our hearts are with the Jewish community in Pittsburgh and across Canada. May the families of those murdered be comforted, and may the injured recover quickly and fully. We're working with U.S. authorities and are ready to assist if required. Mr. Speaker, we will always stand united against hatred, intolerance, anti-Semitism, and violence.
Funerals are set for tomorrow for two brothers who were among the 11 people killed. Atlanta police have reopened several streets as local and federal police probe a suspicious package found at a postal facility near the downtown area. Mark Remillard reports from Miami, where the suspect in a series of package bomb incidents, Cesar Sayoc, is scheduled for a court appearance this afternoon.
The FBI confirming Monday that a package was recovered in Atlanta, similar in appearance to those sent to high-profile Democrats and their supporters last week. The FBI says that the latest package was addressed to CNN. It was intercepted at an Atlanta area post office by the U.S. Postal Inspection Service, which then notified the FBI.
Sayoc was arrested Friday in Florida after investigators said they had identified him through fingerprint and DNA evidence. A U.S. official tells the Associated Press that Sayoc had a list of elected officials and others who investigators believe were intended targets. The White House is firing back at critics who say U.S. President Donald Trump's own rhetoric may have encouraged the recent mail bomb incidents and deadly synagogue shooting. Andy Field has more.
Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders saying it's outrageous to blame the mail bomb and synagogue shootings on supporters acting on the president's rhetoric.
The very first thing that the president did was condemn the attacks both in Pittsburgh and in the pipe bombs. The very first thing the media did was blame the president.
The president this morning tweeting, blaming anger in this country on what he calls the fake news media, the true enemy of the people. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says Canada is sending its deepest condolences to everyone who had a friend, loved one, or family member aboard the Lion Air flight that crashed after takeoff today. The plane with 189 people aboard went down in the sea 13 minutes after it left Jakarta, Indonesia. David Curley reports rescuers in inflatable boats have retrieved human remains, pieces of aircraft, and personal belongings from the Java Sea.
We really don't have any idea what brought down this aircraft. All we're hearing from Lion Air, which was a low-cost operator in Indonesia, is that the aircraft had an issue on Sunday. All they would say was it was a technical issue and that it was repaired according to Boeing guidelines and that it was put back into service Monday morning for this 6:30 flight, 6:20-ish, that it took off from Jakarta.
Distraught family members have gathered at crisis centers set up by the authorities at airports, hoping desperately for a miracle. But a top search official, citing the condition of the remains recovered, said no survivors are expected. The Alberta Human Rights Commission wants the Supreme Court to hear a case about school prayer involving a non-denominational private school in Calgary. The Alberta Court of Appeals says both the commission and a lower court mistook when the school was fined $26,000 after two Muslim students were denied a place to pray. Weber Academy President Neil Weber says the commission has asked for leave to appeal the court decision to the Supreme Court of Canada.
Well, I guess there's several possibilities here. One, the next one, the decision we expect by Christmas as to whether or not it will go to the Supreme Court. If it doesn't, then the Human Rights Commission have a choice. They can have another hearing or they can just drop the whole thing.
Weber says there have only been two requests for prayer space at the school in the last 22 years, and both were refused. The Trudeau government is proposing to lift a lifetime ban on men who have sex with other men from donating their sperm anonymously to Canadians struggling with starting a family. Canadian Press reporter Terry Pedwell says the proposed changes are up for review through public consultation. Surrogate mothers could also be reimbursed for more of the expenses they face when trying to help people build their families.
Right now, there are no regulations governing what expenses surrogate mothers can legally be paid for. One expert says it's been open to interpretation for 14 years, but the government says it'll establish broad categories of expenditures that could be reimbursed, including a loss of work-related income due to pregnancy.
Health Minister Jeanette Petipa-Taylor says if enacted, the new regulations will help protect the health and safety of women and children while offering Canadians flexibility in how they use reproductive technologies. Pervasive fatigue in those operating rail, marine, and air transportation is a top concern for the Transportation Safety Board. Terry Pedwell has the story.
In its annual safety watch list released today, the agency that investigates transportation incidents says fatigue poses safety risks for freight train, marine, and air operations because it can degrade performance. It says transportation crews often work long and irregular hours, frequently in multiple time zones and challenging conditions. The TSB says fatigue has been found to be a risk or contributing factor in more than 90 investigations conducted by the agency since 1992. TSB Chair Kathy Fox says that Transport Canada, operators, unions, and employees all need to work to prevent and manage fatigue at work. Terry Pedro, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
That's QNET News on 91X to 407. Sports is next.
Hey, it's good to see you again, Judy. Listen, I'm really sorry to hear about your dad.
Thanks. It's hard to believe it's been almost a year that he's been gone.
How are you holding up?
It's been a tough journey, but Hospice Quinty really helped me.
They helped you? I thought hospice was just for dying people.
Hospice is so much more than you think. Hospice Quinty supports people after the death of a loved one, too. I joined their Grief Toolbox support group, and it made a real difference in my life. I was able to meet with other people who had lost loved ones and share all my feelings about all the changes that Dad's death had meant for me.
Hospice Quinty helps palliative patients and their loved ones face terminal illness and bereavement with compassionate care from volunteers and staff. If you've lost a loved one, find out how Hospice Quinty can help by visiting hospicequinty.ca.
In sports, two Loyalist cross-country runners are headed to the national championships on November 10th. Journalism student Sarah Law and freshman Bobby Buck both finished in the top 12 at the provincial championship on the weekend. Law was 9th in the women's 6th-kilometer race. Buck was 11th in the men's 8th-kilometer event. The Trenton Golden Hawks lost to Brantford on Sunday by a score of 4-3. The Golden Hawks' next game is Thursday in Newmarket. There's one game in OJHL action tonight. The Wellington Dukes will be in Cobourg to play the Cougars. The Toronto Maple Leafs will be without star center Austin Matthews for at least the next 4 weeks with a left shoulder injury. Leafs center Nazem Kadri will be expected to jump into a bigger offensive role. He says it will be a group of effort to fill the void left by the absence of Toronto's best player.
Everyone's got to pick up the slack, and I don't think it necessarily relies on, falls on the shoulder of one specific player. It's collectively as a group, everybody can do a little bit more, but, we have the depth in order to temporarily fix the situation. And obviously, Mats is a player that you can't replace, but, we'll hold the fort until he gets back.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh has announced the city will be celebrating its World Series championship with a duck boat parade. Last night, the Red Sox beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 5-1. On a more somber note, Walsh asked Boston residents to keep the city of Pittsburgh in their thoughts after the mass shooting at a synagogue over the weekend.
Since we celebrated a World Series last night, that city's going through mourning, so just want to, for all the people watching today, just make sure you say a special little prayer for the people of Pittsburgh.
It's the Red Sox's 4th World Series win this century. The postmortem has officially begun for Toronto FC, whose disappointing MLS season ended yesterday ahead of the playoffs. Toronto midfielder Jonathan Osorio says there were a lot of factors to the club's poor 2018 season, including its energy-sapping run to the CONCACAF Champions League final.
Something else that happened, whether it was an injury or being honest, yeah, CONCACAF took a lot out of us for sure. It's not easy what we did. It's not easy at all.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Tonight, periods of rain ending early this evening, then clearing. Low of -4. Wind chill -8 overnight. Tomorrow, mainly sunny, high of 9. At 4:10, it's 5 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Layla Nasser, QNET News, news on 91X next at 6.